Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, you cannot tell us that this station isn't fully committed to all things college athletics inside of the state of Virginia. Proud to be the home for VCU basketball. Just did a full 30 minutes Cowan-Gates Okies update with Bill Roth. And now we turn to UVA with the host of Who's Talking, Frank Maloney, who joins us from the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat. Hello, Frank.
Hey, Adam, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So UVA was in the news this week. It shocked me, really did shock me. We had your buddy Chris Graham from Augusta Free Press on the show. As BOC Brian O'Connor leaves UVA, the most successful baseball coach in the history of UVA.
And the man that built the program, expanded the stadium. It's almost still mind-numbing today.
Yeah.
When we knew all weekend they were fighting to retain his services. The problem was Carla Williams, the athletic director, once again mucked it up.
Yeah.
And you can spin it any way you want, and there's people that are trying to defend her. I think they're just uninformed, and they're misinformed, or they misunderstand sports. She's not a business person. ADs today have to be visionary. They have to be bright. I like the AD down at VCU.
Ed McLaughlin.
Good grief. We should go hire him. I love him. He's terrific. And what a great guy. And he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I'm not a supporter of Carla Williams, and that's because of the Tony Bennett situation. You could argue that Tony retired because of NIL and the transfer portal. I think if he had a better relationship with the athletic director, he'd probably still be there.
Well,
that's my personal take.
Well, look, unfortunately, she doesn't have the skill set necessary to succeed in this world today. Maybe 40 years ago, 30 years ago, she could have. But she's introverted. She is not dynamic. She is somewhat personable. She's a nice person.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing is, I thought everybody that's a UVA fan would be blaming Carla Williams. Chris Graham had the opposite take. It was more, what is Brian O'Connor doing? He's not. It's not even a lateral move.
Well, I read his article, and I called him immediately, and we talked about it for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, that Chris Graham was reaching. He was reaching for another angle.
I don't think he was, just because of the fact that the facts are the facts. He's saying that LSU wanted Brian O'Connor. LSU! Dylan Cruz, Paul Skeens wanted Brian O'Connor. Mm-hmm. He leaves for Mississippi State.
So I think you're fixating on the problem here.
Uh-huh.
He left a perfect program in terms of he built it. It's his in his image. The loyalty amongst the baseball alumni is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
And I'll tell you this.
So many pros that love him.
And he is beloved within the greater UVA alumni community. I have said on many occasions, of all the coaches I've ever met at UVA in my entire adult life, he is certainly top three. One of the most outstanding men. He's an outstanding person. He's walked the walk, talked the talk, and he's done it at the highest level. He also deserves the right, if he has gotten to a point where if he can't work with the AD, he's got to ship out. The truth is, people aren't focusing on the fact that Carla had warning signals on this for months.
Yeah.
And then she waited till last weekend to try to pull out all the stops. She is a reactionary.
So look, according to Baseball Almanac, UVA has had 57 Major League Baseball players.
And they're probably could have been
And at
more.
One point this season, they were like top three, I believe, for players that are currently playing that went to UVA. And that's all Brian O'Connor. He built that. He's won a national championship. For him to decide to leave, there's a bigger picture thing to this. Is it the fact that the SEC has just stomped over the ACC? We talked about this with Bill Roth. 13 SEC teams got into the tournament. For basketball, it was 14. The ACC can't compete with that.
Well, this is a bad, bad, bad situation. If you are an ACC fan, and I've followed the ACC since I was a kid, there's never been a time like it is right now.
Yeah.
These TV deals that the Big Ten and the SEC have signed, it's ruined college football. And it's now, you could argue, it's ruining all the Olympic sports.
Oh, it started with Jordan Travis's injury and FSU being held out as the top team in the ACC.
And they were undefeated.
Right. And it made no sense. And so that was the football corruption. Mm. And then we saw the basketball corruption. Now we're seeing baseball corruption.
Yeah. Well, what I'm delighted at is that SEC does not have a very good...
They keep losing now.
They keep losing in the NCAA baseball tournament.
Yeah.
So good. Good. Every time they lose, that's a check mark for the rest of college baseball.
Yeah. So for yes. UVA baseball moving forward, and mm-hmm. Brian O'Connor was there, what, 22 seasons?
Yes.
And he won the national championship.
And he made another appearance in the championship game.
Oh, they made it. Because 2014, lost in the finals.
Back-to-back years.
Yeah, 2015, they win it all. I think 2021, they made it to Omaha, I believe. So he's had the success. He's had the recent success.
Seven trips to the College World Series.
So what do you do in terms of searching for a replacement? I don't think the right answer is we're going to get a top team's assistant.
I know one thing.
Uh-huh.
Carla Williams doesn't get to make this decision by herself. There are big, powerful alumni right now who have jumped in here. There's some alumni folks like, I think, Ryan Zimmerman and folks like that. And they're jumping in. They say, let's form a little committee.
Yeah.
And we will go find the next coach.
Because the next coach is under a tremendous amount of pressure, maybe even as much or more than Ryan Odom, following a legend in Brian O'Connor. And so, let's go back to the final days of him being the head coach at UVA. What have your sources told you about? Was there a back and forth? Did UVA send him a contract?
Yes. Well, there was huge last-minute push. It was all reactionary, and that was her fault. That's Carla Williams' fault. This thing should have been resolved a month and a half ago because he'd already talked to them, and it was known that he'd had conversations with Mississippi State.
It was brought up in the ACC tournament.
Yeah. And why in the world would you sit on that?
Right.
Okay. Unless you really didn't care. And I have a theory that Carla Williams really doesn't care. She is doing all she can to save Mox and women's basketball. There's a lot of NIL money being thrown at that.
And, it's crazy. And football,
we have 50 new players this year going to summer camp. Now, 19 of them are high school kids, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But all the rest, those are NIL hires.
Yeah, and we know that college football is the cash cow for all of college athletics.
Yep.
UVA is desperate to have a successful season. They have a schedule that, you know, finally, anybody can win games, right?
Finally, UVA got a great schedule.
Zero teams that were ranked last season on the schedule.
That's what Tony Elliott.
And you're still playing an ACC schedule.
Tony Elliott. Well, don't slam the ACC. Tony Elliott. You know, he was dealt some tough cards.
Certainly.
All right, the shootings, losing three studs. I mean, Chandler Davis and Deshaun Perry. Those were three stars. They weren't like just three average players. But also just all the stigma. Can you imagine all the other coaches in all the recruiting pitches thereafter? What did they say about Virginia? I'm sure it wasn't flattering.
Yeah.
So he's weathered that storm. Last year they were 5-7. There were a couple of games they might have stolen. The truth is, on paper, Virginia has much better talent. Can they integrate all that talent and become a good team? I am also confident that Ryan Odom is now in the right place because he has recruited excellent talent for basketball, and basketball will be back. I assure you, people will enjoy watching the up-and-down movement of this team. There will be no holding the ball. There will be long shots. There will be people crashing the offensive glass. There will be fierce defense. And you know what? The shot clock's never going to get like down to like five and somebody screaming, please go to the hoop. You know, we had to endure that.
Well, that's good because I want to talk basketball after this quick commercial break. Your expectations for Coach Ryan Odom, and a UVA alum will be coaching the Indiana Pacers in the NBA Finals. I am picking the Pacers to win.
Me too.
We'll talk about that next on The Fan.
Yep.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open if you want to chime in. 833-804-0910. That's 833-804-0910. We're hanging out with Frank Maloney from Who's Talking, which you can hear Mondays here on 910 AM 105.1 FM. And there's a lot of UVA news to get to. We talked about the baseball team. You've talked football as well. I want to talk basketball. But let's start with UVA alum Rick Carlisle coaching in the NBA Finals. And he has done a tremendous job. He had success with the Dallas Mavericks, won the title in 2011, was with the Pacers previously. Yep. This is Indiana 2.0 for him. And I don't think he's getting enough credit for the job he's done coaching this team this year. They should not, like by most bettors, they should not have beaten the Bucks. Then they should not have beaten the Cavs. Then they definitely should not have beaten the Knicks. It's like, it's incredible what they've done this year.
You know what? Rick Carlisle, first off, Rick Carlisle was in school with me.
1984 UVA alum.
Yeah, I graduated in 82, so we overlapped a little bit and used to play a little pickup shoot arounds with him. I never played him in a game because he wouldn't play in pickup games. But I'll tell you this. The guy has always had a singular purpose to be the best ball player and then the best coach he could be. And people like Wally Walker think the world of him, and they would not do that unless he had earned their respect.
I love how he gets so much out of his second unit. T.J. McConnell, Obi Toppin, Thomas Bryant, guys that are a lot of times journeymen that have bounced around the league, but they find a role in Indianapolis. And, I mean, my goodness, T.J. McConnell's one of the best backup guards in the league.
Well, if you've watched them, that team got healthy this year.
Yeah.
And that is the most dangerous type of team because people didn't remember that at the beginning of the year they were all the walking wounded. And as they got healthier, they started gelling, they started believing. And I'll tell you this, Carlisle's going to out-coach the other guy in this series.
That's what I think.
That's going to be the difference. And they're going to win in, I'm going to say, if it's 4-3, great. But they might beat them 4-2 in this series.
I'm glad you're on my side because it's felt like AWOD versus the world with everybody picking the Oklahoma City Thunder to win the championship. But I think Carlisle's got the experience. Pascal Siakam has the experience. And I think everybody's overlooking that.
That guy is tough.
And he's better than Jalen Williams, who's going to be his matchup. And I don't understand. Oh, Jalen Williams is all NBA this season. He's averaging 20 points per game. Yeah, but Siakam's an NBA champion.
Listen, if you go down the rosters and everybody's trying to rate the rosters,
yeah,
I'm not sure you can do that. It's how players interact with each other. If you watch the Pacers, they interact with each other beautifully.
They have mastered the art of the comeback.
Right.
Three comebacks down by 7 in the final minute this postseason, including the insane 14-point comeback against the Knicks.
Well, the way they handled Cleveland made me a firm believer. That was a terrific Cleveland team, and they basically dispatched them.
Yeah.
That was a great coaching job by Atkinson.
Mm-hmm.
Atkinson was with me in grad school when he was undergrad.
Richmond, right?
When I was at U of R.
Yeah.
And I used to play with him.
That's kind of crazy that was U of R versus UVA.
Yeah, well, he was very pugnacious. I almost got in a couple of fights with him, and people had to split us up because he thought, you know, it was his right to do whatever he wanted on the court. And I was like, hold on, we're going to play basketball here. This is not a situation where we just check off your team to win. My team is here also to win, and if we win, you have to sit down. Because, you know, pick up ball is about holding the court.
Oh, yeah.
And you never met anybody as ruthless as I used to be. I used to pick teammates, and my only rule was, can he get rebounds? Can he score? Can he run and play defense? If they couldn't do those things, I wouldn't pick them, even, no matter how nice they were.
So OKC has the MVP. They have the best record in basketball, 68-14. I believe they're like 27-1 against the Eastern Conference this year. That's why everybody's picking the Thunder. I'm going with the Pacers. UVA, Ryan Odom. So get me excited for this upcoming season here, because I fell in love with Coach Ryan Odom, his family. I love his coaching style. I loved watching him on the sidelines at VCU, you know, barking at his assistants, barking at the guys on the bench to play better, recognizing, you know, the mistakes the team was making. He believes in his players. He trusts the starters. He trusts the upperclassmen. So I'm very excited for this.
Son of a great coach.
Yes, Dave Odom.
And I knew Dave Odom and have known Dave Odom. Dave Odom's getting pretty old now and is having a hard time getting around. He's had some major health issues, but a very funny, sort of dry humor guy. You know, Ryan had to learn something all those years watching his dad.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you watch him in games, doesn't he look like he's always thinking kind of like Carlisle does? Carlisle doesn't waste a whole lot of energy fooling around. You watch Ryan Odom, he is thinking, what are we going to do next?
One of my favorite skill sets that Ryan Odom has is out of bounds plays.
Yes.
I mean, UVA fans are going to love the amount of open shots, sometimes layups you get out of a simple out of bounds pass.
Because that actually was not one of Tony's strengths, nor was it Terry Holland's strength. They had other strengths, mind you, and both of them deserve all the credit in the world. But I'm going to tell you, I've watched Ryan Odom, and it's hard not to get excited about this. I like the talent level that he's brought in. I'm very disappointed that the kid from Belgium didn't get through the clearinghouse. But I've also been told, as of yesterday, that that's not dead.
Yeah.
That they're still digging on that, and there's some people involved, and they may be able to turn this around, because that young man can really play. He is a future NBA player.
Now, the question is, will all of these new faces in a new place be able to gel? I wonder if Coach Odom is planning an international trip. Because his first year at VCU, they went to, I believe it was Greece, somewhere in Europe, and they really gelled in August together.
You know, I haven't seen a release on that.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing Eric Bakker and the folks at Media Relations up in Charlottesville, I have a funny feeling that they're working on that. Because wouldn't that make sense to go out there and just, you know, test the waters a little bit with your crew and try different lineups and do it away from the eyesight of all the critics, right? But I'm enthusiastic. I think the larger fan base is fired up, and I think Ryan Odom's going to do very well. I think he's very comfortable in Charlottesville. I know that the community, the athletic community that has known him for years and years, they're gonna do everything they can to give him the support he needs to win, and I'm not even remotely worried about it right now.
Last segment, you said basketball is back. What does that look like? Is that a top four seed in an NCAA tournament? I mean, that's what it would mean to me. I think.
Well, I think first you've got to run. No pun intended. I think Virginia's got to get back to the point where they're top four in the ACC, and they get the double bye in the tournament. Let's shoot for that. Secondly, let's make sure we get a bid to the NCAA tournament and we win our first game. If Ryan can do that in his first year, Katie, bar the door, watch out. They will take off, and he will have no trouble at all finding all the kids are going to want to go play for him because his style is fun.
Yeah. No, I loved it at VCU. Frank, appreciate you stopping by.
No, thank you.
When can people check out Who's Talking once again?
So Who's Talking returns to the airwaves the last Monday in August, which I believe is the 25th, and we'll be on actually for a 90-minute show, which is rare, and that'll give us a chance to preview UVA's football team, the upcoming season, and that first game against Coastal Carolina, which has finally been announced as a 6 p.m. kickoff. And I think that bodes well for a good crowd. And UVA needs good crowds for football in a hurry.
That's Frank Maloney from Who's Talking. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We're going to continue our Commanders discussion right now by going out to Washington, D.C. on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline from the Team 980. It's Craig Hoffman. What's going on, Craig?
What's up, Awad? On my way back from OTAs today. Doing good. How are you?
Well, let's get your rapid-fire two or three takeaways from OTAs.
It was a football practice in June. It was kind of toasty. There's not a whole lot you can take from these. I mean, it's voluntary, and I think we're seeing less attendance in year two than we are in year one. You got some vets that weren't there. Same guys as last week. Javon Kinlaw also not there this week. But everyone will be back for mandatory minicamp in a couple of weeks. If guys aren't there then it's a big story. Until then, it's a bunch of guys who know what they're doing, were in meetings earlier. They might still be Zooming and whatever into these meetings anyway, even if they're not at practice. And that's kind of the importance level of these practices at this time of year.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't expect there to be any breaking news, but I think one of the bigger stories is the absences. Are you surprised about Marshawn Lattimore not being there?
I wouldn't say surprised. Like, if I had my druthers, would Marshawn Lattimore be there? Yeah. But he did this the last couple of years in New Orleans as well. I think he's a guy that kind of has his routine. And this happens when guys get into their careers. They have their routine. They know what they want to do. They feel like they have a good grasp on how they want their off season to go. And so practice isn't necessarily built into that. They don't need to go install a base defense for the eighth time in their career. And in that way, I'm fine with it because he came midway through last year and it's different here. Would you prefer him there? Yeah, absolutely. And I talked to Jonathan Jones today after practice, the longtime Patriots corner who's now in Washington, and I asked him, what's it like to be the new guy? He's like, honestly, it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. It's different. And so would I love Marshawn to have that experience? If I was Dan Quinn, let's say, yeah. Is it a big deal that he's not? No.
Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. We did an exercise yesterday kind of trying to predict the most improved Washington Commander for the upcoming 2025-2026 season. I came up with Ben Sennett as a guy who I think could be the most improved. But then the other part of the question is, well, who do the Commanders need to be the most improved? And I think I look at Brandon Coleman as an option. Like, he's making a transition here. Could he excel at that? And if he does, how much improved is the O-line?
That's a good question. I definitely think that he could take the guard really well. He's so athletic. He's like wide body. He takes up space. And I think he's got great hands, great feet. And so if you put all those things inside a guard, he could be pretty good. And I think that's exciting to see, because it's not just that. You take also some of the things that he did really well last year and assume that they'll translate inside. Some of the movement skills, his ability to get out in space on pull plays, considering how much guard tackle pull and guard pull stuff they run, their screen game. And I think it would be a huge boost to their offense if they can get 15 to 17 games of healthy quality play from Brandon Coleman and a much more athletic guard in Coleman compared to Nick Allegretti. I think who else you said? Sennett?
Yeah.
I think Sennett's an interesting one. There's definitely a ton of ability there. Does he take to the offense in year two? If he does, I think that's big. I think the right answer, though, for both potential to have the biggest and the guy who might be most important, if Johnny Newton's not really good, that D-line becomes a lot less potent. If he's really good, in year two, that group could be good. Like, that group could be really good, because we assume Deron Payne's going to be solid at least. It's a contract year. We saw what he did last time in a contract year. Guys like Kinlaw in different roles, they'll be up and down. Wise is super solid. But, the guy who could take that to a different place is Newton. And he showed flashes last year, but last year was a year where he had basically no offseason because of the foot injury stuff, and he was a rookie. Now he's healthy. He's here for the whole thing. He's had a year of experience. If Johnny Newton takes a big leap, I think that's a big deal for this Commanders team.
Yeah, I love that. He was at the top of my list on the defensive side of the ball for most improved. Today, the question of the day on the Richmond Commander was, who do you think could be the biggest X factor for the Commanders this year? I'm really interested to see, is Will Harris an improvement from Jeremy Chinn, an upgrade, or is he about the same or worse?
Yeah, he's a guy I've thought about a lot because I think there's going to be areas where he's not quite as good. He's obviously not as much of a thumper as Jeremy Chinn is, but how many dudes in the NFL are? I mean, he would destroy people. And he had the body to play in the box in the run game. But like, Harris is up there quite a bit. And I think his flexibility, I mean, even today, he's playing some nickel. He's playing some safety. Like, he's in the box. He's floating outside a little bit. He can do a lot of different stuff, and he does it all, not great, but all pretty well. And if that versatility unlocks some things and that ability to not have a liability in coverage like Chan occasionally was, that changes the dynamic of this defense in a positive way. I'd say the other thing, too, generally, Adam, about the safety room is, like, that's a room that gets real thin real fast. Like, Quan Martin hasn't been practicing. He's there, but he's had some injuries. Whatever, I don't know exactly what he's dealing with. He's just not in the team drills. And you're looking out there, and you're like, man, this becomes Will Harris and Percy Butler real fast, or this becomes Percy Butler and Jeremy Reeves real fast if there's an injury. And so there's just not a lot of depth. So, one, what can Harris unlock as an X factor with his versatility, with his coverage skills, all that? Two, what's his availability like? Because if he or Quan go out, I think this defensive backfield is maybe a liability is too strong, but it also might not be pretty quick.
Craig Hoffman with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Hype or overhyped? Or I don't know. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, are we really getting excited, or is that overdoing it?
I think it's probably overdoing it, which is not to say that I don't really like the film. Like, I am a big fan of the things I have seen from Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, highlight reels, even, you know, trying to watch some, you know, all carry tape. But he's a seventh round pick for a reason. Now, that reason might have been he didn't really play in 2024. You know, he transferred to Arizona, had the eligibility issue. And maybe people look at him as an older player who hasn't played in a year and are like, we're not taking that in the fifth or fourth round. And maybe that means the Commanders got a steal. I'm not ruling that out. But seventh round picks don't become impact players very often. I certainly understand the excitement of why he could be that exception, but smart money would be to not get too excited about a guy who is, by the way, behind three really good NFL backs, not great, but three good in Austin Ekeler, Brian Robinson, Jeremy McNichols, and a guy in Chris Rodriguez who has shown he's a very good NFL runner and is continually working on the other parts of his game. So I'm very intrigued for training camp. We're not going to know anything about these backs until then. I understand the hype, but let's not I think that's one where it's like, I'm okay being the brakes and telling people not to get out over their skis.
Let's go back to you attending OTAs today. You have any interviews lined up for your show? Any insight you could provide?
Yeah, we have Jonathan Jones. I spent about 5 minutes with him. And I'll admit, Adam, to you and your audience, I had to resist asking his thoughts on the current status of Bill Belichick. As a guy who was with the Patriots for a long time, I behaved myself like a true professional. But I did ask him about kind of the similarities and the differences in the cultures, because that was obviously so important to their success in New England, and he's been around a lot of winning in his career. And he said watching what the Commanders did from afar last year was really, really cool, and he was very excited to be a part of it. And when he got here, he pretty quickly was like, oh no, this is for real. The way that Dan Quinn motivates, the way that Dan Quinn is able to coach things up, the staff in general. So it's a good interview with JJ, and we'll probably air that around 4:30 today on my show.
How many snaps do you expect the veteran Jonathan Jones to get this season?
That's a good question. I feel like he's going to be the fourth corner, but I think there will be packages where he is on the field 10 to 15 snaps a game, let's say. You know, he's a guy that can also, you know, I mentioned like what happens if Will Harris gets hurt. You know, or frankly, even if Quan Martin gets hurt, I can make an argument that Jonathan Jones might be the next best guy to play some of those spots. Like, he's got real speed, even though he's been in the league for a long time. This is a guy that was a 4.28 40 guy coming out, you know, 11 years ago, but 4.28. Oh my God, he's lost a tenth. He's a 4.38 guy. Oh no, like, he's got real speed. And he's got a ton of know-how, just super smart, great communicator. which is really, really important on the back end of a defense. And so I think that, you know, probably 10 to 12 snaps a game, 10 to 15, if someone gets hurt, it could be one of the outside corners, it could be one of the nickels, it could be one of the safeties. He's a guy that could certainly step in. But I do think that Trey Amos will ultimately be opposite of Marshon Lattimore, with Mike Sanders still on the inside as the starters. And then it's going to be certain packages where a guy like Jones comes in and has his moments.
And Craig, based on the moves the Commanders have made, and I love the aggressiveness, the two trades, Debo and Laremy Tunsil and the free agents, and I thought they did really well in the NFL draft. After you consider all those moves, statistically, from 2024, which unit is going to be most improved? Offense, defense, special teams? I'm leaning towards special teams.
What? Here would be my question answer to your question. Like, in what respect are we saying they're going to be better on teams? Because I do think they were pretty good last year, especially in the kick return area.
Yeah, I think it's punt return, and you know, Seibert hit 7 field goals, and Gonzalez, like, banked one in, so it's not like they were terrible, but maybe it's just, like, Dan Quinn having the confidence in his kicker to hit a 50-yarder.
I think that's fair. I think range kicking is definitely an area where they knew their own limitations. I mean, that's an area of the field where a lot of teams go for it, and we know the Commanders are one of the more aggressive teams in going for it on fourth down anyway. So I'd assume that Dan will keep that, but they did sign Matt Gay to, I think it was the richest single-season kicker contract ever.
Yeah.
So he's going to be asked to kick some longer field goals for sure. I do think the punt returns situation with Jalen Lane has a chance to be much better. I love Jamison Crowder personally, and I think he did a good job last year, but there is certainly more meat on the bone there. And then I'm very curious to see what they do on the kick return level. I mean, Eckler, and, you know, it's June, so they have basically everybody, so they don't have a million guys being bored on the side. Like, Debo Samuel's back there in kick return today. I don't think Debo Samuel's going to return kicks in the regular season. It's something to do in a June practice. But I also don't hate the idea. So they have great options from Lane to Eckler. I mean, Kroski Merritt's an interesting idea with his running style. Can you get him into some space? And that's before you get to some of the other receivers. I mean, Luke McCaffrey did a good job at the end of last year when he was asked to return kicks. So I'm curious to see what they do in that area. And I have trust in it because I think all those guys succeeded last year in part because of the blocking. And a lot of those guys are going to be back. I think their kick coverage was good too. Guys like Reeves, Tyler Owens, Colson Yankoff. Like, they got some demon special teams players, which are really, really fun to watch. But I do think you're right. Range kicking, punt return are areas where they can and hopefully will improve in 2024. Will that improve more than the offense or the defense? I mean, the offense was pretty darn good last year, but I think that the offense has a chance to go from, like, top 10 to top 5, and in some ways they need to get this team to get where they want to go. And then the defense is the wild card. I think they're set to be better, but I could also see how it goes the other way.
Craig, really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Talk a little Commanders, man. Thanks so much.
You got it, Adam. Have a good one, buddy.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. All of New York is still reacting to the breaking news yesterday of the Knicks firing Tom Thibodeau as the head coach, while the rest of us are gearing up for the NBA Finals to begin tomorrow, the Pacers against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But last night I went out to the movies, and Stub, movies are so back. Movieland was unbelievably crowded. Most of their shows last night were sold out. On a Tuesday night in the middle of the summer, right? Barely any spots
That's
in the parking lot.
Deal night.
But it was so crowded. Me and my buddy was just like, yeah, movies are back. Wanted to bring that up right now here on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services. TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
I mean, I was just blown away by how many people were going out to the theaters, and there were a lot of good movies to choose from. There's Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise. There's a Marvel movie, Thunderbolts. The Sinners has gotten unbelievable hype as the movie of the summer.
I think that just hit streaming.
Yeah, it did, but it was still available. Lilo and Stitch is out, the remake. And I chose to watch the Friendship movie.
Uh-huh, you're hip now.
Yeah, you can call me Jimp. It's jump with an I. Who? Jimp! It was just one of my favorite lines of the whole movie. God. Who names their kid Jimp? It's so great. So many scenes in that movie just made me laugh. I don't know how I review it, though, Stub, because my take is it's simply a 95 minutes I think you should leave sketch.
Yeah.
There's no plot.
Yeah, that's what I was saying when I was talking about it, too. Yeah. It's just, if you like I Think You Should Leave, you're going to love this.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you're not going to like this.
Yeah, and the theater atmosphere. Like, my buddies and I were talking about, it's been a while since we've been to a funny movie that actually gets cackles from the audience.
Yeah. I was cackling.
People were dying laughing. Mm-hmm. It was so great. And here's the other thing. Movieland, the renovations are fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a bad seat in the new theater. Because of the way they did the renovations with recliner seats, it was sold out. The only seats were available were front row. And I'm thinking, this is going to be a nightmare. I'm going to walk out of this movie. Front row didn't hurt your neck at all.
Didn't hurt at all.
No, because you're
reclined.
A little farther away and you're reclined. It's like, the interesting thing is they probably sell out a lot quicker because there are only like 40 seats in each little theater now. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed it. I had a great time. And it's very hard for me to rate this movie and out of five, like joggers, like I normally do. I'm, like Stubb said, if you like Tim Robinson, you will like this. If you don't like Tim Robinson, you're going to be confused and like, why the hell would Paul Rudd sign up for this?
I went with people that never watched the show. They didn't love the movie
I
did.
How he went on a trip. Like an acid trip, and it was just him going to Subway ordering the ham sandwich. Yeah, I mean, that was one of my favorite scenes.
That frog ripped me off.
Yeah, I know. So many scenes in that movie were just so good. But he's also so relatable. Like, the scene in which he has something in his hand. I don't want to spoil it. So he has an item in his hand, but he's like on the phone with his other hand. He's going around things. He forgot to put the item in his hand down, and it's like, I've made that mistake personally.
Uh-huh.
Where like I'm messing with, like, I'm washing dishes or something. Then somebody calls me. Next thing I know, I've got three dishes in my hand, and I'm in my room, like, on the internet. It's just,
oh, yeah.
Like, you get distracted like
that. I love bringing the TV remote into the bathroom.
Right.
And like, well, oh, right. This doesn't, you know, go here.
I found the TV remote in my my sweatpants pocket, like, three times the next morning. I'm like, how'd that happen? But, yeah, it's so relatable.
That movie's funny.
Friendship movie. It's just called Friendship.
It's just called Friendship.
Yeah. Good.
Starring Tim Robinson.
And you know what?
Not that much.
Me and my buddy, Kevin, is a diehard comedy fan. He even tried stand-up comedy, so he feels like he's an expert. He said the hardest thing for comedy movies is to land the plane and end it well.
Uh-huh.
They actually kind of landed the plane with this movie.
It was solid.
It wasn't terrible. Like, a lot of, like, I think, what was it? This Is the End? Like, the end of that movie sucks. And most of that movie is a really funny movie. Part of Superbad, the ending sucks, right? Comedy movies, it's hard to make it really good.
Yeah, because
I mean, Superbad ended in a freaking sleepover.
Yeah, you're making jokes, and then it's like, I don't really care about the plot here.
Right. They actually landed the plane.
Yeah.
Anything you wanted to bring up on Netflix?
I'll just do real quick. Mission Impossible fans, I saw the new one. It's one of the worst ones.
Wow.
I won't lie. It's a little too slow, a little too remembering the past.
And this is the end of it.
This is the end, probably. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But you got some classics, some of the best action at the end. It's one of the best set pieces I've seen from the franchise, but most of it, it's down in like the Mission Impossible 2 levels.
Oof. I do not love to hear that, yeah. But I will probably give it a shot because it's Tom Cruise. And theater's back, baby.
Yeah, it's worth it. I'd see it. It's not the best.
I want to see Sinners. I will not go see Lilo and Stitch. All these live action remakes are a waste of your money. Grant Polson, Danny Ruye, drive you home. Grant and Danny coming up next on The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.